But we do have a special presentation for you. And so please bear with me as I roll through the script. And so in recognition of your quarter century of dedicated service to the Center for Public Safety Excellence, and that occurred through the years of 1992 through 2017, this immediate past year, the Board of Directors approved the creation of the Randy R. Brueggemann Agency Innovation Award. So this award, based upon our values, will be presented to an agency that has embraced this crazy idea called continuous improvement. And it is focused on this crazy reason that we exist called outcomes. And to an agency that embodies your lifelong work of progressive leadership. And we'll present this award annually to an agency that is internationally accredited by the Commission on Fire Accreditation International, because they're the only ones who can do it, and has worked collaboratively within their agency and community to innovate a practice leading to improved outcomes for its citizens, and one that can serve as a model for the greater fire and emergency services. The goal of this award is to recognize, incentivize, and advocate for innovation in the fire and emergency services, just like you have done throughout your entire career. So we, next year, at this time, not same place, but same time, same conference, we're gonna ask you to present the first award, the inaugural award. So thank you very much for your service. I'll leave the podium to you for any remarks. Yes, sir.
Well, about 32 years ago, I got a call from Chief Ron Coleman. He said, hey, we're developing this new idea with the ICMA, and we want you to get engaged. And after the first meeting, and there were probably 40 or 50 of us in the room, it became very, very clear to me that we were about to go down a path that would probably change the very essence of what the fire service is to become. And I'm deeply humbled by this award today, because the CPSC only gives two other awards out, and they're the Ray Picard Award and the Ron Coleman Award. And so to be entering that level of field with two of my mentors means a great deal to me. But along the way, I've learned a couple of things, and you heard Otto talk about continuous improvement. There's another key element to what I've learned along the way, and it's about mentoring. Because this room is filled with over 500 people today. I remember the first conference that we held, I think we had 85 or 90. And we can see that this process is starting to take off. And the reason for that is very, very simple. In the last 30 years, I've learned, and Alan's a really great example of this. I ran across him, 15, 18 years ago, as a very young chief, just trying to figure out, just like we all did when we started this profession and we took our first chief's job, trying to figure out what do we do next. And how we figured that out was gatherings like this, where we come together and we share, and we have mentors like Ron Coleman and Ray Picard and others, and you probably have many mentors in your life that open doors for you and allow you to proceed and take steps that you would have never otherwise had the opportunity to do. The second is really about what the essence of this product, this model, was really built around, and it was about continuous improvement. It's always looking for how do we do something better. And as Otto, I think, aptly said, one of the challenges that we are going to face in the fire service is we are very reticent to change. Fact of the matter is our organizations don't like that. But if you look to see what has happened in the past 30 years, and you look and project forward what's going to happen in the next 30 years, it pales in comparison to what we're going to see in the next 25 to 30 years. So you young fire chiefs out there, you chiefs that have 20 years left on the job, this product that we offer today, and this process and this grouping and gathering of really the Eagles in the fire service is essential for your survival. And you need to plug in and continue to be plugged in. And I'm, again, deeply humbled and honored that this award says innovation, because from the very first time that I walked into that meeting, I knew this process was all about innovating the fire service, and hopefully we haven't stopped thinking that way. So thank you very much. I appreciate the honor. President Kane, I know I left the organization in good hands, and I will say one thing. It's probably the biggest accomplishment with the, if you look at who the board of directors are of this corporation now, and if you look at both of the commissions and the talent that we have assembled on both commissions is incredible, and I think that's a piece of legacy that as I walk away, I'm the most proud of. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Yes, sir.